It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. He was born Giuliano della Rovere in the Republic of Genoa in 1443, but today he is remembered as Pope Julius II, the greatest art patron of the papal line and one of the most powerful rulers of his age. More warrior than apostle, he led military efforts to prevent French domination of Italy, and is most important for his close friendship with Michelangelo and for his patronage of other artists, including Bramante and Raphael. He commissioned Michelangelo's Moses and the paintings in the Sistine Chapel, as well as Raphael's frescoes in the Vatican. Giuliano was the son of the impoverished Raffaello della Rovere, Pope Sixtus IV's only brother. In 1468, he became a Franciscan, and in 1471, his uncle made him a cardinal. In this office, Giuliano displayed all of the attributes of greed and corruption of an unscrupulous Renaissance prince. In an atmosphere of intrigue, assassination, and behind-the-scenes manipulation that included bribery and blackmail, Giuliano was finally elected pope in 1503 and took the name Julius II. He viewed as his main task the restoration of the papal states, which had been reduced to ruin by his predecessors, especially the Borgias. He accomplished this goal in only 5 years. Having become a proponent of Italian nationalism, Julius proposed to drive the French from Italy entirely, but this second war, which lasted from September 1510 to May 1511, was unsuccessful. However, shortly afterward, the territories in northern Italy occupied by the French revolted, and they left the country. The enduring impact of the life of Julius II was his gift for inspiring great artistic creations. With his wealth of visionary ideas, he contributed to the creativity of the leading painters, sculptors, and architects of his time. Following an overall plan, he added many fine buildings to Rome and laid the groundwork for the Vatican Museum's collection of great antiquities. He had an extraordinarily violent temper, often lost his self-control, and could be rude and even vulgar in manner. Yet apart from his avarice, he shunned vindictiveness and despised informers and flatterers. No one was able to influence his decisions. Everywhere he saw and sought out greatness. He was called Terribile, the Terrible One, an epithet suggesting that he was regarded as awe-inspiring or even superhuman. He once said that he found most Christians to be unstable, unlettered, and superstitious, and that the smell of gunpowder was sweeter to him than all the perfumes of Arabia. Bowing to the inevitability of his human frailties at last, Julius died on February 21, 1513. He was 69 years old. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 5th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.